areas of cloud for eastern Scotland and northeast England. Still a brisk northeasterly wind towards the south. Temperatures ranging between -1 and 2 degrees Celsius for most of us. For northern Scotland, -4 or -5. For Boxing Day, it's the same again, a bit more cloud in the south.
Elizabeth, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 25th of December. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High 40s, 1,042, expected Fair Isle, 1,039, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, north 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 at first, and later in South Utsira. Drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, variable 2 to 4, drizzle, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, then cyclonic 3 or 4 later, fair, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Humber, becoming variable 2 to 4 in North German Bight, fair, good. Thames, Dover, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later, fair, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 or 6 later, showers moderate or good. Biscay, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, veering easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good. Occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northeasterly becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east and 4 at first in west, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, fair, good. Shannon, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in southeast, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Hebrides, southerly 3 to 5 until later in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Bailey, south veering southwest later 4 to 6, fair, good. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, drizzle, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, drizzle, moderate or good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 3, 14 miles, 1,039, falling slowly. Stornoway, west 1, 11 miles, 1,040, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 1, 9 miles, 1,040, steady. Lucas, west by south 1, 16 miles, 1,040, falling slowly. Bridlington, east, northeast 5, 1,037, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 8, 5 miles, 1,027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 8, 5 miles, 1,024. Jersey, east, northeast 6, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 1,020. Falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 8, 2 miles, 1,024. Scilly Automatic, northeast 5, 12 miles, 1,028, falling more slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 2, 16 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 5, 24 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 22 miles, 1,038, falling more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure centred over the North Sea, will migrate slowly westwards during the Christmas period, bringing mainly settled weather to the inshore waters. Winds will be mainly light or moderate for northern waters, but in the south, a strong and cold east to northeasterly airflow will increase gale force at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray ahead, including Orkney. Variable, becoming mainly south or southeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor, near shore. Rattray ahead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming mainly easterly in south 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 5 later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, northeasterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, showers moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, showers moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers in south moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time near St. David's Head, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time near Anglesey. Fair. Isle of Man. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times near Mull of Galloway, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, mainly south or southeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor near shore. Shetland Isles. South or southwest 2 to 4. Becoming variable 3 or less. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Time now on Radio 4 for prayer for the day with Fiona Stewart, a writer who runs a Christian arts charity.
Good morning and happy Christmas. Today, we celebrate the birth of a baby. When the tinsel, turkeys, trees and traditions are stripped away, the Christmas story reminds us of God's remarkable intervention in the world he created. In Jesus, God sets up camp amongst us, choosing to become one of us. And perhaps because we know how the story ends, it's easy to forget what a high-risk strategy the incarnation is. This week, we've been thinking about the lesser-known characters in the Nativity, but arguably its central figure can also be overlooked. The baby in the manger is small and vulnerable, born in an occupied country to an ordinary family, subject to all the threat of disease and political upheaval that affect any child born into the gritty reality of life on Earth. He somehow survives and grows up to fulfil his mission. On one level, Jesus' birth was unremarkable, just another head to be counted in the Roman census. On another cosmic level, though, for Christian believers like me, the birth of the promised Saviour ushers in a fresh era of God's relationship with his creation. This event is the fulcrum of history, the fulfilment of prophecy and the dawning of hope. So, amidst the celebrations and the hectic rush of present opening and feasting, I pray that today we will find a moment's peace to contemplate the extraordinary miracle of the Word become flesh, full of grace and truth, that tangible flesh and blood reminder of God's enormous love for all of us. Father God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, the Son of God born into a dangerous world. We pray today for those who live with fear, distress, or uncertainty, that they too will know the peaceful, joyful, hopeful reality of God with us. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Fiona Stewart. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today from Devon with Fiona Clampin.